The Squiz is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed.
Good morning, I'm Claire Kimball.
And I'm Kate Watson. It's Wednesday the 13th of February. In your Squiz today, wheeling and dealing in Parliament, a guilty verdict for Mexican drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, some duck pics, and the best vanilla ice cream is. This is your Squiz today. Claire, this is the third day in a row that the Medivac bill, that's the one about doctors having more say in the medical evacuation of asylum seekers on Manus Island and Nauru, has dominated the news. It escalated big time yesterday, though, when the Morrison government became the first government since the 40s to lose a vote like this in the House of Reps. What went down?
There was a lot of lead into this, as you've said, but really things escalated pretty quickly when question time finished yesterday and the Speaker blindsided everyone by tabling some legal advice from the government that said that the bill was unconstitutional, and that really put a cat amongst the pigeons about the consequences of what was about to go down. It's not up to any lawyer or the High Court to decide what's constitutional or unconstitutional when it comes to these kind of bills in the Parliament. So the House decided that they wanted to proceed, and that's what they did. They had a vote. The government lost. There's some views that that means that the government no longer has the confidence of the Parliament, which is something that Scott Morrison fronted a press conference last night to say that that's rubbish, that they can continue governing and that they have support of the independents to continue to govern. But it now has to implement a policy that it doesn't want to spend money on and doesn't support, and it's all a bit of a mess.
Yeah, so for details on the policy, there's some links in the Squiz Today email. What we now know, though, is border security will be front and centre this election campaign, Claire.
Probably was always going to be. It's been a real feature of our elections, really, for quite a few elections now. But Scott Morrison was clear that his line is that any boat arrivals from here on in has Bill Shorten's name all over it, so that's pretty brutal. The other side of it, of course, is that none of this is particularly perfect for Labor either. It's a subject that they don't really want to be talking about much because it's traditionally been a strong point for the coalition, and it's an issue now that will probably galvanise a lot of coalition supporters behind Scott Morrison. So let's see how it goes in the days and weeks ahead. But yeah, as I said, all pretty messy.
It certainly is. In breaking news this morning, Mexican drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman has been found guilty on all 10 counts he was being tried for.
The jury has deliberated for 34 hours over the last week. They heard more than 200 hours of testimony from 56 witnesses, and he now faces life in prison.
And another US government shutdown has possibly been avoided.
It seems so. There's a little bit to shake out yet. A deal has been brokered between the Republicans and the Democrats that would keep the government running and also provide about $1.3 billion for 90 kilometres of a Mexican border wall, which is quite a bit less than the $5.7 billion Trump was seeking for about 320 odd kilometres of barriers. And Trump has said that he's disappointed, but for the deal to work, really, Trump has to pretty much agree to it. So there's a couple of days left to see how that goes.
See how that goes. Back here, I love Australia with a word spoken by refugee footballer Hakeem Al-Arabi after stepping off a plane in Melbourne. He'd spent almost 3 months in a Bangkok prison.
High emotion with his arrival yesterday. Craig Foster, particularly, who was the former Socceroo captain who championed his cause, was quite emotional about that all happening. And while his wife wasn't at the airport, she said that she was crying tears of joy. So a really lovely ending. He's hoping he goes on to do good things.
Yeah. One of the more challenging / hilarious things we go through every morning is how to try and pronounce names. On that, I stand corrected by some sharp Squiz listeners on the pronunciation of Jeff Bezos. According to the man himself, it's Bezos, not Bozos, not Bezos, not Bezos.
I reckon I'll still say Bezos, but that's Bezos because I like slaughtering names. But
just don't do Bezos. That was one suggestion. Bezos. But no, thank you to those people who got in touch and said, Kate, it's Bezos. Now we've cleared that up. What is the latest in his row with American tabloid, The National Enquirer?
Well, look, it's really hard to get through this story without looking to cover some fairly uncomfortable subjects for us. I was thinking about this last night, Kate. Neither you or I are particularly sweary or crude in our language in our day-to-day interactions. So let's call them duck pics and pretend like we're Kiwis. pretty much Amazon boss has been caught up in a row with the National Enquirer, and it published some private text messages between him and a TV host called Lauren Sanchez, who's thought to be his new girlfriend since announcing his impending divorce. But what's emerged since then is that the National Enquirer has some duck pics, and they've come off apparently her phone. And after commissioning a private investigation, it seems that her brother somehow has got hold of them and leaked them to the tabloids. So,
oh no.
Yeah. The plot thickens.
The plot thickens, gee whiz. I can see this next story causing some disagreements amongst Aussie households. Certainly in my house, it's a constant discussion about what the best vanilla ice cream is.
Choice, the consumer watchdog, really, which does investigations into all sorts of products, has taste tested vanilla ice creams, and it's found that Connoisseur Classic Vanilla is as good as Aldi's Monarch Indulge Vanilla Opulence and Woolworth's Vanilla Bean. Those two supermarket brand ice creams are less than half the price of the Connoisseur. Those three are at the top of the vanilla ice cream tree, so might
there
be worth
go.
A try.
Yeah, Connoisseur is the one that kicks around our house, but only if it's on sale. It is expensive.
Well, you can give Aldi and Woolies a go. They're
we'll give it
apparently
a try.
Just as good. Yeah.
I don't know if I can move my husband on that one, but we'll see. On our three minute squeeze is with advertising guru Russell Howcroft. I became a fan of his when he was on the Gruen Transfer, and I do continue to enjoy reading his commentary on advertising. Learning that his wife and sister also run a pie shop, though, really firmed up my adoration, Claire.
Well, more than a pie shop, it's a pie factory. So
Casper's Pies, that's right.
Yeah, yeah. And he's a dedicated Melbourne Football Club fan.
I don't know about that.
And like you, I just probably came across him on Gruen, but like that he seems to do things quite differently. He's not certainly an out-of-the-box kind of advertising exec. He's got many interests and gets involved in all sorts of things. So, yeah, we're really thrilled that he's a squizzer. He says he listens to this podcast on the tram every morning.
Hi, Russell.
Hi, Russell. So hope that you're getting into work on time. And yeah, we really appreciate that he's a squizzer, and thank you so much for your 3 minute squiz. It's awesome.
Yeah, big shout out from the squiz and to Casper's Pies, of course, as well. Today is the second last day you can vote for us in the Australian Podcast Awards. That's in the popular vote category. You have to register to vote. It's clunky, but it'll make our day if that's some motivation. So that's AustralianPodcastAwards.com. Subject line.
Subject line today is I see your true colours shining through, the Cyndi Lauper classic that, of course, is in regard to yesterday's going on in Parliament. It seems like both the Coalition and Labor and all sorts of independents had a side shown that will probably have some ramifications in the weeks, months ahead.
Thanks so much for listening to the Squiz Today podcast. You can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. We're also on LinkedIn. Have a great Wednesday, everyone, and we'll chat tomorrow. The Squiz is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Sign up at thesquiz.com.au.